The next part of health and fitness that is tied to high levels of self-esteem and self-confidence is your weight. There is nothing that diminishes our self-esteem faster than to be overweight in a world that respects and admires fitness and thinness. It does no good to say that you are big-boned or that you have a glandular problem. The fact is that you never gain weight from anything that you don't eat. Overweight is caused by taking in more calories than you burn off. If you increase your burn rate and decrease your caloric intake, you lose weight as naturally as the sun rising in the east and setting in the west. One of the fastest ways to increase your self-confidence is simply to lose a few pounds. And you start getting down to your correct weight by setting it as a goal and then by making a plan to achieve it. Exhaustive research has now shown that diets don't work. The diet industry today is a multi-billion-dollar industry devoted to helping people lose weight by helping them to visualize, affirm, and eat smaller portions and better food. But the real key to losing weight through diets is to reduce your intake on the one hand and to burn off the excess weight through exercise on the other. What this does is to lower what is called your automatic set point, the weight at which your body stabilizes. This is the point to which your body automatically adjusts when you stop disciplining yourself and watching what you eat. And you can only lower your set point through exercise. The reason that diets don't work is that people typically go through what is called the starve and binge cycle. They starve themselves so they feel so hungry that they begin to dream of rewarding themselves with good food once the diet is over. If you look upon food as a reward for any behavior, your chances of losing weight are almost zero. The key to permanent weight loss and the health, fitness, and self-esteem that goes with it is to change your entire attitude about eating. Change the mix of foods that you eat and change the quantity of those foods. Make the firm decision that you will become so involved in achieving goals that are important to you that eating will become a secondary consideration. You will gradually lower your set point and then eat so well that you don't have to worry about your weight again.